Stellar Age Determination in the Mass-Luminosity Plane, by Aaron R. Higgins et al. The ages of stars have historically relied on isochrone fitting of standardized grids of models. While these stellar models have provided key constraints on observational samples of massive stars, they inherit many systematic uncertainties, mainly in the internal mixing mechanisms applied throughout the grid, fundamentally undermining the isochrone method. In this work, we utilize the ML plane of Higgins-Wink as a method of determining stellar age, with mixing-corrected models applying a calibrated core overshooting alpha OV and rotation rate to fit the observational data. We provide multiple test beds to showcase our new method, while also providing comparisons to the commonly used isochrone method, highlighting the dominant systematic errors. We reproduce the evolution of individual O stars and analyze the wider sample of O and B supergiants from the VLT Flames Tarantula survey, providing dedicated models with estimates for alpha OV, omega, omegacrit, and ultimately stellar ages. The ML plane highlights a large discrepancy in the spectroscopic masses of the O supergiant sample. Furthermore, the ML plane also demonstrates that the evolutionary masses of the B supergiant sample are inappropriate. Finally, we utilize detached eclipsing binaries, VFTS-642 and VFTS-500, and present their ages resulting from their precise dynamical masses, offering an opportunity to constrain their interior mixing. For the near-TAMS system, VFTS-500, we find that both components require a large amount of core overshooting, alpha OV 0.5, implying an extended main sequence width. We hence infer that the vast majority of B supergiants are still burning hydrogen in their cores. This was Stellar Age Determination in the Mass-Luminosity Plane, by Aaron R. Higgins et al.